This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. Alice Rivlin, as we mentioned at the end of the program yesterday, has died at the age of 88, probably best known among policy wonks anyway, as the founding director of the Congressional Budget Office. And I use wonks there with the most complimentary attitude possible, because under Rivlin, the CBO established its reputation for nonpartisan analysis of proposed legislation. Here's a bill. How much is it going to cost? How much revenue is it going to bring in? And how is that going to affect the economy? Marketplace's Tracy Samuelson takes a look at the creation of the CBO and Rivlin's legacy there.
It was 1974. A Democratic Congress was in the midst of budget battles with Republican President Richard Nixon, who was also in the midst of Watergate.
The Nixon administration had a new practice of refusing to spend money that Congress had appropriated and authorized for particular purposes.
Sarah Binder at George Washington University says Congress decided it needed its own source of budget information. It had been getting that information from the executive branch, the Office of Management and Budget.
One senator talks to the other and says, hey, what do you think happens if we pass our bill? I don't know. Let's call up OMB and ask. Well, can we trust them? That was the problem.
Douglas Holtz Aiken is president of the American Action Forum and a former CBO director. He says it was Rivlin who really coded independence into the agency's DNA.
The CBO had been created by Democrats. She was a Democrat, and she did nothing that would make them happy. And thereby establishing that it was the job of the CBO to tell people unpleasant truths, regardless of the circumstances.
It was a role she defended throughout her career.
My most important contribution, I think,
here she is testifying before Congress last year,
was insisting that CBO not make policy recommendations.
Objective information and analysis, yes. Costs for policy alternatives, too.
But it would not presume to tell Congress what to do.
And that's helped the CBO maintain its nonpartisan reputation, says Holtz Aiken.
And the CBO, through the sheer power of being very good at what it does, has acquired its influence.
But he says the CBO is often the bearer of bad news. If it's not being attacked, it likely isn't doing its job. I'm Tracy Samuelson for Marketplace.